Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
If you've been listening to the last two podcasts, and I'd encourage you to do so, you'll know that I believe proper qualification is key to making a sale. And when you've completed your qualification, there are only three outcomes. One, the prospect is qualified fully and can move to the next step, which would be to present a proposal or make a presentation. Two, the prospect needs work. Maybe they can't answer all your questions fully, yet the opportunity is still worth monitoring over time. And three, the prospect is not worth pursuing at all. And you know, in thinking back over the last 22 years of my sales career, I can say that there's probably only five signs that have ever led me to believe that I should disqualify a prospect forever. Most you can move into the next stage, or they require some nurturing because they don't have all the answers right away. But let's look at those five disqualification signs right now. Number one, you learn that they're considering two well-known competitors that they have a long successful history with. You're the last one to the process, and the prospect can't really tell you clearly why they'd consider an alternative or why they'd even be willing to work with you. Combined with this, if the prospect won't allow you direct communication with the decision maker, this is a sure sign that they're using you just to compare pricing and features, and they're going to do business with someone they're comfortable with. Number two, a time frame and a budget cannot be clearly established. If the prospect is telling you that someday in the future there might be a reason to go forward, this is a sign that while they might be interested, there's no urgency. You know, once after 6 months of following up with a prospect, this VP said to me, "You know, Colleen, I'm retiring this year and I don't want the expense to hit my budget and reduce my bonus. This project can be my successor's project." I had to throw up my hands and say, well, some projects are just not ready to be pushed forward. And I delayed that one or closed it as lost until the successor was named. Number three, you can't meet with the decision maker. This is a clear sign that this opportunity is not moving forward. If you're being prevented from meeting the buyer, this is unequivocal proof you cannot win the business. A software executive I work with is very assertive in this qualification step, and he'll state, he doesn't ask, he states, "In order for us to move forward, I'll need to meet with," then he inserts the name of the buyer. If the contact says no or stalls, he continues and just says, "I'm sorry, then we can't move forward." This is a non-negotiable item with him, and he notices that when he phrases that as a request, not a question, or a statement, not a question, he's successful in getting to the buyer 75% of the time. The other 25% he sets free so he can focus his time on the buyers who are serious about doing business with him. Number four, the decision criteria are obviously set up for the competition. I mean, I'm sure sometimes you go into opportunities and you realize this is wired for the competition. So for example, as a Canadian-based company, I once had a prospect list as their number one non-negotiable criteria that the software had to be made in the US. Obviously a showstopper for us. They didn't consider Canada part of the US. Funny that. Locally made was more important to the prospect in this case than the best fit for their solution. So at this point, it was better for me to disqualify the prospect and move on. I mean, why waste your time with a prospect that's never going to buy? And number five, it happens rarely, but you have to pay attention to it. You see signs of unethical, illegal, or subversive behavior. I kid you not, a client of ours recently was once asked if her daughter was single during the sales process. She took this as a sign that she should move on. Another business services client and a Fortune 500 company recently took a call from a client who had no website, no listing in the phone book, no credit, and asked if he could pay cash on delivery. Best to walk away from that one as well. All those five signs point to the fact that you shouldn't be doing business with this client. But I would bet that this happens less than 5% of the time that you do a proper qualification. 95% of the time, if there's an opportunity and you're talking to the decision maker, you can qualify the prospect. It just might take more time then you realize, don't rush the qualification. If you take your time and get all the questions answered correctly, you will speed up the back end of the sales process and close more deals in a shorter period of time. And finally, I'm often asked, what's the one secret to a good qualification? And while this sounds counterintuitive, it is not to go in too prepared. When you go in too prepared, you stop asking questions because you assume you know it all. If you go in not knowing all the details, you're forced to ask questions. Of course, it goes without saying, if you're forced to ask questions, you should also be forced to listen to the answers. So know enough to frame your questions correctly, be curious, and listen to the answers. And that will give you the best qualification.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.